Welcome. You are listening to The Next Truth, where science and myth meet. A weekly podcast that explores mind-dazzling scientific research, theories, paradoxes, the connection between accepted and noetic science, and everything in between. I am your host, Maria-Anna van Driel. I'd like to introduce our guest for today, Mrs. Chiara Chiesa, who is an international public relations expert and space technology transfer advisor, and recently has been selected as mentor, female model, and ambassador for Space for Women Network of the United Nations for Space Affairs. I think it was about 3 weeks ago that a friend of mine from the scientific community mailed me a highly interesting link, what directed me to Chiara's LinkedIn post, what read that she was one of the 27 women chosen between space professionals and space industry leaders from all over the world. She will engage in popular activities and, with personal stories, aim to inspire mentoring girls and women to study STEM subjects and access space sectors. And if that is not impressive enough, she is also the president and co-founder of Interstellars and fond of new technologies, sales advisor for Graphine XT, and PR and advisor for Wally Mobility, which is a taxi drone startup. Chiara is one of the thousand unstoppable women who are changing Italy through innovation, list by Startup Italia, and aims her focus on inspiring girls and women to pursue STEM and space careers. Chiara, welcome to the show, and congratulations. All these achievements are really, really impressive.
Wow. So yeah, I'm impressed too, I have to say. Thank you. Thank you so much, Anna Maria, for inviting me. I am so happy to be here with you. And this is a very important opportunity for me because for this program of Space for Women, we have to advocate and spread news that women and girls are highly welcome in the space sector.
Yeah, did I pronounce your name correctly, Chiara?
Yeah, yeah. My name is Chiara Chiesa. Yes, it's perfect.
You are from Italy, right?
Yeah, I am from Italy. Yes.
And you are living at this moment because we are seeing and hearing all those terrifying news reports from Italy, how many people are dying in hospitals from corona. Are you experiencing that the same, or because you are probably right into the middle of it?
Yeah, let's say that, you know, I live in Brescia, which is a very, very nice city in Lombardy. And my city at a certain moment became unfortunately, the most hit city in the world. So, yeah, I've been living with the fear. I've been living with ambulances, sirens, 24/7. So many of my friends, parents, or relatives has died in their houses with no cures for the COVID.
Oh, serious? That is terrible.
Yeah, it's been a hugely terrifying experience. And now things are slightly getting better. We can have cures. You know, our state decided to reopen and stop the lockdown. And little by little, we will go back to a new normality, as they call it. And this impacted me in many ways. I think Yeah, also from the professional side also, because I really love to travel, and I had planned a lot of conferences, etc. But now it's not possible for the moment. So I switched on social media. But I use them very, very often. I use them every day because, you know, as a space lover, you know, to keep me informed, I just ran this group on Facebook, which is called Interstellars, like my not-for-profit association, and there I share all the news and the job opportunities coming from space sector. So, and I also...
Where can we find it? That's only via Facebook or LinkedIn?
Yeah,
or...
in Facebook. In Facebook, it's Interstellars. With S. And it's a little group, and I share those informations also in many other groups, as I am editor for many other groups, just like a hobby, you know, because you have to keep informed. Also, for working, I continue to work with the two teams online for now. Or fortunately, seeing people at conferences you know, when you work and you go and meet people for real, it's so different. They remember you. You know the person you're talking to. And otherwise, you're just an email, you know. And the name on email maybe will go to the bin.
It doesn't ring a bell anymore after a period of time.
That's true. So I think that it's hugely important to go back to see people face to face.
And your career, that as I read in your article, which is had the headline, is having the headline, the space catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, the space catcher in the Rye. Yeah, I had so much fun.
And in that article, you sent that to me. It stated that this work of yours is started with a single Facebook post.
Yeah, yes, it's
a
very...
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. But this Facebook post was, you know, it was the second one I saw about space data and NASA. You know, and in fact, if you think about it, I thought about it, and it all began with meeting new people face to face. Then I followed these people on their Facebook accounts, and the very first post I saw, it was about NASA data now in New York, and it was my friend Bruno Gonsalves, and he posted this, and he was also then. The second one was about him being a judge in a challenge, which was a NASA Space Up Challenge. And I said to myself, oh my God, it's so interesting. What are they doing in America? It seems so cool. I want to know a little more. And but it was in America. So I said to myself, okay, it's so far. And then I saw this post on the on Facebook from the US consulate in Milan. And it said, anyone can participate, come participate in Vicenza to this hackathon, and use space data and save the world. Anyone can do it, you can do it, you can save the world. And this was a really powerful message, because nobody is so poor that has nothing to give. So I really got excited about this thing, and also, you know, there was the kickoff in this wonderful place, and I saw the video on Facebook, of course. And in this video, you could see this huge theater with enormous NASA meatball logo and the space apps everywhere. And then there was the NASA representative of Europe, Timothy Tony, and he had this really inspiring speech. And he cited some words about, I don't remember who exactly it was, but citing these words, saying that we all have resources to save our world. And this inspired me so much. I said, I have to go there and do something. So, and so, yeah, I went there and I participated in with a couple of friends. And we made a very interesting project about the introduction of hemp as a sustainable culture in sub-Saharan Africa, also for like a food and to improve the economy and all the system. So I was so inspired, and so I decided to take this wonderful challenge to my city.
But besides getting inspired by what you read and what you saw on those videos, did you also had a role model in your youth, in while you were a teenager, for instance, that gave you a new view or a view on science, what has to do with NASA, for instance?
No, the fact is,
or space programs.
No, because when I was younger, we didn't talk much about space or, space activities. It was like, it was just a faraway dream for astronauts. And I had no role models because, I had my mother, and that was it. I couldn't find anyone that could tell me something that would inspire me so much. So I got this inspiration for space, etc., only in that moment when I saw this thing about NASA. But I've been always very fond of science, like biology and animal documentaries, things like this. And I've never thought about space, and that is why I am so fond about this Space for Women program, because I can be the person that I haven't met. I have never met a woman that would inspire me and make me click inside something to pursue a different career. I couldn't know that there could be space careers, and I was really bad at math, so
well, I am too.
So I never thought about studying physics or engineering because I was very bad at math, and I thought I had I could not enter the scientific world without math. So I studied languages.
It's a tough language. Math is a tough language. I'm trying to understand it myself, but some people say, "Oh God, it's so easy," and I'm saying, "Oh God, this is Russian. No, I can't read it." So I'm like, "Guys, yes, it is. It's a tough thing."
I didn't jump in the program because I wanted to learn math. I just wanted to girls to and women to understand that if they do love maths and STEM, they can study it and have a space career with a very high wage, because those skills are really, really needed in the space sector. But on the other hand, you can also enter space sector with another kind of background, like me. You can be a marketing expert, you can be a finance expert, you can be a lawyer, and then convert yourself for the new space and aerospace economy.
So you say everybody can enter such programs?
Yeah, I think you can find your place. You can find your place.
And how is that process going? Where can we find the information to apply for a program as, for instance, Space for Women?
Well, Space for Women is offering this service for mentoring, you know, and for mentors to spread the word with the fact that women are highly needed. And we have to address two of the SDGs, of the 17 SDGs, which are gender equality and quality education. So the thing is that if you want to access the space sector, you can choose many paths. And what I always suggest is to look at, you know, there are many platforms that offers space jobs. And so I suggest you to see those platforms like Careers in Space or Space Individuals and look inside and see which are the most wanted jobs for now. But remember that, and you will see it inside, that there are also many, many other jobs, not, let's say, engineering related. So, yeah, and also we are working as a group on this idea of mine to create a map for every region of the world, and in this map to put all the education path that you would have to go through to arrive to space careers. So I hope that this will be this project will be done as soon as possible, and also that it will be very helpful for young women and the young boys for the access of the space sector.
Why is it so important to draw more girls or women into space programs and STEM subjects?
Because we are not represented enough, because there are many opportunities that women can get. I mean, you can have a very rewarding kind of job also economically. So that is why it's important, because we have to take those opportunities.
Taking
this opportunity to have gender equality and equal education will everyone will benefit about it. Because if a woman gets a very highly paid job and she's satisfied and she can look after her family, and so you know this is going to benefit all the community where she lives.
Yeah, because there are a lot of women working as engineers and biologists and chemists. So there are a lot of them. I read, for instance, on Wikipedia, and I quote, in more than a half of the countries, women are make up less than 45% of the scientists and engineers. The situation improved as between 2008 and 2011. Then when we read a little bit further, that the female scientists, for instance, with engineers, grew an average of 11.1% per year, while the numbers of the men grew only 3.3% of the over the same period.
Well,
it seems, according to Wikipedia, that there are a lot of women.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have other numbers. Maybe for 2011, this trend has been inverting. So much that men in STEM now are 19% and women in STEM are 50%. So you would say, yeah, but they these numbers are for gender discrimination. So only 19% men experienced the gender discrimination, and 50% experienced this. Unfortunately, as I told you, these numbers are going in another way. So that only and it's incredible. You can you believe it? In India, we have a growing number of women accessing STEM and related higher education. And unfortunately, in Europe, we have only 38%, and in America, 30%. So now there is a declining of the representation for women along the typical academic career path. And not only, also only around 30% of the world's STEM researchers are female. And so we have to let those numbers grow.
There are also a personal reason why you are promoting these programs for women and girls to enter them.
Yeah, the reason is that, as I told you before, when I was a girl, nobody ever came to me and said, "Hey, hello, would you believe that you can enter space sector and earn a lot of money and do something that you will love? And you don't have to be an astronaut to join the space sector." That would have blown my mind. And I think I would have become, I don't know, I would have studied something more space related. So
I have always thought that you had to be a rocket scientist or an astronaut going to multiply tests and have a big brain beyond to enter a space program of NASA.
Yeah, in fact there was a video on MTV, and you could see those poor astronauts on this little round cage, like and they were spinning backwards. Sure. And that were really, really shocked me. And I said, I will never be an astronaut. I'm not going to be an astronaut.
And that you are in school, and that you are going, okay, I'm not smart enough, and I will never enter space, or at least, why should I apply for NASA? Because what you're saying is plain simple. Everybody can.
I say everybody that wants it can. Everybody. Because if you want to enter this sector, you have to get prepared. So if you are a lawyer, for example, you have to study space law. Or otherwise, you can be the lawyer of a new space startup or company. So yeah.
Where can we find the information to apply? Is there a website, or do you have to write a letter?
To apply to Space for Women, do you mean if you want to be a mentee for a Space for Women mentor?
A mentor or a member, or at least?
For this year to be a mentor, selections are closed, but they will be reopened for next year. And to be selected, you have to be a space professional or a space industry leader. And so if you will pass the selection, then you will be inside the network mentor. So otherwise, if you want to be a mentee, so to get help from Space for Women network, you just have to write an email to Space for Women, and you can find the address in the websites. So if you write them, then they will put you in contact with the mentor you chose.
How do these programs being supported? I mean, by whom? Organizations or schools or the government, for instance, or NASA themselves? How do they get supported? Where do they get their finance from, so that they can be reachable and open for everybody who wants to apply?
Space for Women is promoted by mentors, which personally gets this commitment to go to schools or to release interviews. etc. So everyone does what he really likes and what he can about this, you know, this this program. And being endorsed by this program is very important because, like this, you can say that you belong to this network and you are endorsed. But each and every mentor has to rely on its own forces. For now, we have some projects altogether. But we are looking for sponsors and partners. So if somebody wants to, can get in touch and we can talk about it.
Except for that, the program is closed at this moment until next year. What will happen after? What will happen after next year? What is the future looking like for? For instance, a space for women.
Well, we are the pioneers. This is the first year, and it has just begun, you know. And so we are setting, and we are studying and planning for the future for the mentors that will come after us. And for example, I decided to organize and set up this map I was talking about before, and so many other mentors had ideas that can be addressed and can be useful for next mentors to continue and also to give other opportunities to the public. So. You know, it's work in progress for now. our goal is, of course, to build something that will be useful and will be, you know, will be lasting. We wanted to give a lasting legacy with this program to girls and boys that can really, you know, reach out and be helped and reach and enter the space sector and have a career inside it.
You mentioned some minutes before that you entered hackathons. What is a hackathon?
So a hackathon, you can tell by the word. So it's a hacking marathon.
Oh,
so, hackathon, yeah.
Okay.
And so it's a marathon of ideas of also coders, makers. You know, anyone can participate into this this challenge. It's a huge challenge of 2 days. And for instance, SpaceX challenge by NASA is a worldwide hackathon. So you can participate from each country and each city of the world, even virtually. For example, now we have this, we are having this special edition of SpaceX COVID challenge. And you can already register. It's 100% virtual, and we will have 4 main teams, and those teams are all about how to, for example, restart after COVID, what you can do for your economy, what can space data do for, you know, to help for to help people that are going through this COVID tragedy. So it's very important. Anyone can participate, and you can also get a team virtually. Just you just have to register on the website, and then you will be guided. So I am one of the leads for Europe. And so if there are Italians that wants to participate and has questions, they can write me. And so I will try to, I will help them.
I think that that will draw a lot of, well, young people to enter such.
We really hope that many people will want to help others with this challenge, because you know, NASA Space Up Challenge is also always about open data. So if you find a solution, your solution is open, and you give it to the world for free. So this is the very, very nice thing of NASA Space Up Challenge. And we will have the third edition for Brescia in October, like any other city of the world. And yeah, so it's gonna happen 100%. If we will not be able to have it, you know, live, like with our location and the people inside of the location, we will have it virtual. So, but it's gonna happen anyway.
And this has changed your life.
Oh yes, just a little completely. Bit. Yeah, because you know. Seeing that you can do so many things with space data, and you can also address SDGs problems, space data, you can use them to create some Earth technology using space technology. So this is about space tech transfer.
So and, you are really diving into the data of NASA.
Yeah, it's free for everyone to go and see those data and think about how you can use it for agriculture, for food, for I don't know, anything. You can use them for anything. So the step forward is to use those data to create a startup, you know. So it's very important for the economy of a country to start from space technology and space data, and this is why I'm so fond about it. And but my job is a little different. I take those companies, non-space companies, and the space startups, and I connect them to the space world.
And from that connections, new and companies are rising, or.
Hopefully, yeah. Let's say that if a company wants to open a new branch in space, I can help. And also, if they have products that can be injected in the space sector, then we will do it together. I will study a strategy for companies to enter this sector. And also for startups, it's quite the same.
You say everybody can apply or enter a hackathon. Is it also similar for STEM subjects or for STEM programs, that also the little ones, so to speak, can enter these programs to study math or biology, and from any country ever?
Yeah, well, why not? If you love those subjects.
Do you think that you are going to promote these programs also yourself at schools or universities? Or
yeah, I am already giving lectures and lessons in universities and in high schools to spread the word, you know, that space can be for anyone if you want it. And
your life is completely focused on young people and space, right?
Well, not only young people, I mean, because many companies
women
are not
and young people. Yeah,
let's say that I am I already started to do this, because I see the huge the enormous value of this thing, and the all those wonderful opportunities that you can get if you enter this, you know, if you know about it, because nobody knew about that. For example, in my city, nobody knew about this. Nobody knew about space data or NASA Space Up Challenge. So it's important to know things.
That is unbelievable. That's.
Yeah, I know. And I when I went to give lessons, etc. Young guys and girls are really, are you kidding me? So space is not only for astronauts. It's incredible. Yeah, that's it. They don't know, because There is no much information about this, and there is, it's not enough. This is why we have to spread the word and let them know.
What is the best advice that you can give for young people who want to enter the variation of space programs or space careers? What is the best advice that you can give these people?
I would tell them if they love space, they have to try and go on trying.
And have fun.
Yeah, sure. this is the first
Except
thing.
Except for working hard, have fun with it all.
You know, it's incredible because with this job, I have so much fun. That hard work, yes, there is hard work, but there is a huge part of fun. To follow your passion. And if you follow your passion, also hard work will be less hard work. And if you follow it, you will have fun. And that you will accomplish things nearly impossible that you maybe never ever thought about because your passion will guide you. Yeah, this is the best advice I could give.
Well, Chiara, that is a perfect ending for this week's show. I was happy to talk to you and learned a lot more about STEM subjects and space careers and how to apply to that. Maybe people can Google you or find you or connect you with you via LinkedIn or perhaps Facebook and maybe have a little chat with you if there is any time, so that people are getting the same feeling of enthusiasm as you have, that is being spread so that people are going into space careers.
I really hope so. Yeah, sure. They can contact me through the Space for Women website. Otherwise, you can find me on LinkedIn. And sure, I'm willing to answer all questions. And I really hope that, like you say, my enthusiasm will light other enthusiasm.
Thank you all for tuning in this week on The Next Truth, where science and myth meet. Make sure to visit our website, www.nexttruth.com. That is nexttruth, all in one word, .com. And let us know what you think about our podcast. While you're at it, if you find value in this show, we would appreciate a rating on our website in the section The Next Truth Podcasts. Or if you would simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us too. I am Maria Anna van Driel with The Next Truth. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode.